الدستور وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأتقياء وعلى أصحابه الأصفياء. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن ربك لبالمرصاد. فأما الإنسان إذا ما ابتلاه ربه فأكرمه ونعمه فيقول ربي أكرمن. وأما إذا ما ابتلاه فقدر عليه رزقه فيقول ربي أهانن. كلا بل لا تكرمون اليتيم ولا تحاضون على طعام المسكين وتأكلون التراث أكلا لما وتحبون المال حبا جما. كلا إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا وجيء يومئذ بجهنم. يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي. فيومئذ لا يعذب عذابه أحد ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد. آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد المجتبى وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أما بعد، all Muslims in general, even if they are not very knowledgeable about Islam, but they are aware of the five foundations and pillars of Islam, the two testifications and shahadats, the prayers, the salah, the zakah, the hajj, and the fasting. And no one in Muslims, they differ in this matter, that these are the farais, and these things are obligatory and pillars of Islam. And there is no disagreement. Whoever disagrees with this, their iman is in danger. These are the fundamental matters. Shahadat, of that there is no deity but only Allah, and that Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal. Salah, Zakah, Hajj and Sawm. So there is no doubt that these things are fard. Fard, obligatory. Everyone, mashallah, even if they don't have detailed knowledge about these things, but just by name they know. That is not, they only do not know, but they also know that they are fard, they are obligatory. They are extremely necessary. Amongst them, one is called zakah. Zakah means purification. Zakat, zakah, same word. Zakah means purification. Zakah is fard upon the person, obligatory upon the person who have sufficient wealth, and 1 year passes, then according to the rate, 2.5% it is fard to give in the way of Allah to the deserving people. Now this thing is called zakah, purification. Zakah means literally to grow and purify, purification. But what is it purification of? It is purification. What is it a purification of? It is purification of many things, but primarily how we are speaking, it is the purification of wealth. Purification of money, of wealth. So purification of your money, your property, the ornaments, or whatever wealth you possess, purifying that is fard, is obligatory, is necessary, is extremely incumbent upon every Muslim, and they believe in that. So purifying the wealth, the money, is fard. And everyone, alhamdulillah, most of the people, Muslims who know that, they give zakat as well, there's no doubt. From the word zakat also come the word tazkiyah. Tazkiyah, which you hear now and then, tazkiyah-e-nafs, that is also from the same word, same letters, same root word, zakah. From zakah, we can call it, the Quran says, tazakka, tazkiyah, purification. So both have, by root, by origin, the same meaning. But the difference is, that how we give wealth in the way of Allah, that is the purification of wealth, purification of money. And tazkiyah, purification, tazkiyah-e-nafs, tazkiyah-e-qalb, purification of heart, purification of soul, tazkiyah-e-qalb, tazkiyah-e-nafs. Some people say this, ask question sometime, that we don't hear this word so often. Well, is tazkiyah necessary or not? Is tazkiyah necessary? Because we have not heard about it. Well, if you've not heard about something, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Or if you don't know about something, it doesn't mean it is not actually fard or wajib. Because if you were to say that you are, mashallah, scholar and knowledgeable person, then otherwise we are all normal people. We know some things and we don't know something. Many a people don't know some fruits. They go in the market, in other countries, they say, oh, I've seen this first time. Well, they are 50, 60 years old, but they are seeing the fruit, first time it existed on the earth, maybe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows for how long time. And it can be seen, it can be found out. But what to say about knowledge? Knowledge is hidden thing in books. Fruits can be seen on trees, in markets. So many a times people even don't know the fruits which exist on the face of the earth. They might see a fish which they never seen before. Oh, I've not seen this fish. It looks like this. So this is not a good way to respond to things that if you don't know, then the thing doesn't exist. One is always in learning process. So as I've explained to you, the zakah of maal, tazkiyah of the wealth is farz. Everyone agrees in this. Imagine this is money. This is, let's say, a cup of gold or filled with diamonds. It is very valuable. In worldly terms, it is valuable. But compared to your heart, it has no value. One is this cup full of gold, and then it is your heart. It is your mind. It is you as a being. These things cannot be compared. Even there are millions of cups of gold, you cannot sell it, your heart for it, because you only have one. You can't sell your soul because you won't exist anymore. You can't, and people don't, and they know that they are valuable. They might sell, like people do sometimes, some other part of their body in extreme, but heart and soul and their lives, they don't. They are very conscious that these are very valuable things. It's a very priceless thing, the heart, the mind, and your body. How many people pay so much money for plastic surgery and other things to improve their looks, or improve anything which they have, deformity, or to just to enhance their beauty? They spend hundreds and hundreds and thousands of pounds. If you go in markets, how much things and products to enhance beauty, make you more beautiful and look more good? Millions and millions pounds. So on one side it is wealth, and on the other side it is your heart, your body and your spirit. No comparison. They are more valuable. And on one side it is money, it is house. So, you tell me, if Islam has said that zakah, the purification of the wealth which is not so valuable, is farz, what would be the instruction of Islam for the purification of the heart and soul and body? At what degree that will be necessary? If tazkiyah-e-maal is necessary, what about tazkiyah-e-qalb? Zakah is tazkiyah, maal means tazkiyah of the wealth. Tazkiyah nafs means tazkiyah of the spirit, of the soul. Tazkiyah qalb or tazkiyah nafs, tazkiyah qalb, purification of the heart. So now, in order to understand this, try to this thought and this idea settled in your mind that Islam has laid emphasis that your maal should be purified, your wealth should be purified, then what to say about you as a person? What to say about you as a person? How valuable you are? So from that we can get an idea and know some significance that tazkiya of the human being, how necessary it is. If tazkiya of the wealth is necessary for us, what be the tazkiya of yours? The wealth which you have acquired, the wealth which you have earned in lying in the banks or in the your house, giving zakah of that wealth is farz. And what about your zakah of your body? Purification of the body, purification of the heart, purification of the soul, what will be that? Because if tazkiya of maal, it is going to stay there. As are the verses of the Quran which I recited in front of you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. That you love wealth and you accumulate. You love wealth and you accumulate. وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. But my servants, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now saying in the next verse, that you love maal, you leave me for the maal, you forget me and your own akhirah and yourself for the wealth, and you defraud, you are defrauding people, you are defrauding government, social security, or whatever, people, wives, husbands, insurance, all these are actually tests of maal. Allah Azza wa Jalla test you love the maal more, or actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or his commands. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. You do accumulate and you gather a lot of wealth and you like to do so, but know that one day, let aside the maal, let aside the wealth, your gold, your silver, your property. Kalla idha dukkatil ardu dakkan dakka. One day this earth will full with whole of the wealth will be shattered into pieces and go behind the veil of non-existence. Allah ba farmaye tum maal par lut mare ho, maal par tumhara dil aa gaya, tum mujhe bhool gaye. لیکن یاد رکھو یہ مال جس زمین سے نکلتا ہے سونا چاندی wealth everything comes from the earth, the gold, the silver, the money, the cars, everything you see. Human being cannot create anything. Remember, خالق is Allah and باری the originator is Allah, بدیع is Allah. Human being can just use the material which Allah subhanahu has created once and they can recreate it in different ways, here and there, sometimes change into gas, sometimes in liquid, sometimes in solid, sometimes making it plastic. But they cannot create anything from non-existence. They need the raw material to make something. That is Allah who creates something from nothing. Is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who creates something from nothing. Human beings, scientists, all knowledgeable people, no, they can make this glass into a jug and jug into some mirror or change one material to the other, but they need the raw material which Allah has created first. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I am the creator, I am the originator. You can only use these things. So يُسَبِّحُ اللَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. In another verse, before this is in the last part of Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla says that, in other words, I'm just saying to and make us understand that you human beings, you creation, that you forget me for this wealth and your luxury and all these things and your car, but the car, the material, the atoms used in that car, the money and the gold and the atoms of which the gold is made, remembers me, is glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Whatever is in the heavens and earth glorifies Allah. یعنی جو کچھ بھی زمین آسمان میں ہے اللہ نے فرمایا میری تسبیح کر رہا ہے. تو یہ جو سونا میں نے بینک میں رکھا ہوا ہے, تجوری میں رکھا ہوا ہے, جو گاڑی میں نے رکھی, یہ تو ایٹم سے بنی ہوئی ہے, کریٹڈ فرام سم تھنگ. تو اللہ پاک فرما رہے یہ تو مجھے یاد کر رہی ہے, میری تسبیح کر رہی ہے, اور تم گاڑی کے لیے مجھے بھول گئے ہو, سونے کے لیے مجھے بھولے ہوئے ہو, چاندی کے لیے اور ہیروں کے لیے اور پیسے کے لیے, وہ جو زمین ہے تمہاری, یو ہیو آئی اون 5 acres, آئی اون 10 acres, پوزیسنگ دس پرسنز لینڈ وداؤٹ ایکسکیوز, پوزیسنگ دس پرسن ویلتھ ان لو فلی, بٹ دیٹ ارتھ بائی اٹ سیلف از ڈوئنگ دا ذکر اینڈ تسبیح آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. وہ جو مربوں کے مالک ہم ہیں اور آپ بنے ہیں, اللہ کو بھولے ہوئے ہیں لوگوں کا قبضہ کا کہ نہ اس کا عشر دینا, نہ اس کا جو زکات ہے بنتی وہ دینا, وہ زمین تو اللہ کو یاد کر رہی ہے. That earth is remembering Allah, is doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you and me, because of that earth, that gold, that silver, we are forgetting Allah. And those things themselves are remembering Allah. وہ خود تو اللہ کو یاد کر رہے ہیں اور ہم بول رہے ہیں, کتنی بڑی حماقت کہ that the very money which you put in the bank or in your house, they glorify اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی عز و جل, ایوری تھنگ, اسٹونز ایون, ریسائڈ گولڈ اینڈ سلور, ایون اسٹونز دے ریکن, بٹ دے آر سائلنٹ, دے ڈونٹ اسپیک ناؤ, دے آر گوئنگ ٹو اسپیک, دے ول چینج ان ٹو سرپنٹس اینڈ اسکورپینس وین دے آر اسپیک ٹو اس آن دا ڈے آف ججمنٹ. وی شوڈ نیور ایکچولی فورگیٹ دیٹ دیز ویلتھ از گوئنگ ٹو چینج ان ٹو سم تھنگس, سم کریچرز soon after our death. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Surah Al-Fajr that you love wealth and you are accumulating, kalla iza dukkatil ardu dakkan dakka, my servants, don't you see that I am going to shatter into pieces, demolish, destroy this and blast this earth into non-existence, iza dukkatil ardu dakkan dakka, is going to finish. Where everything exists, where everything, every wealth comes from it. The earth, everything, gold, silver, oil, everything is coming. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, this is going to go away. So, the thing which you are relying on is not going to exist. So have some thought. Have some thought and purify yourself rather than purifying actually, giving preference to other things. Some people are very fond, I am making my gardens up. They say to their servants, their wife or husband or children, oh, look, our garden is looking very dirty. What will our neighbor say? They say, we are not good people, we are clean people. Clean it up, we should have good. Clean the car. It's good to clean, keep clean, things clean, garden. But what about the garden of your heart, which is going to stay with you? This garden, you sell the house, next 5 years is gone. Some people are very fond of cars. This is my favorite car. They are polishing it night and day. I know a few people who would not let other people sit in, their parents sit in the car without actually putting newspapers in their feet, so it doesn't get dirty. 10 different detergents they have. This is for polishing, this is for overcoat, this is for shining. That is fine, but what about yourself when you are buried in the layers and the thick layers of sin, the darkness of sin, and rotting your heart is, and you are shining your car, shining your house? They come after you. Today they are yours, they are going to go somewhere else. And similarly, people also, they emphasize on their outward appearance. Women and men, this is makeup, this is undercoat, this is over makeup, this is going to get it launched, this is for sunshine, this is for cold weather, this is for frost weather, if I put this on, and they have all this, and maybe they spend half an hour, 1 hour doing it. And taking it off is another thing. This is for taking it off. 10, 15, 20 things they have and use hours and hours. Time on that. But what about their spiritual makeup? The spirit is dying with ugliness. It is the most, it has become, the nafs has become in the most ugliest form. But no, nothing for that. No detergent for that. No lotion for that. No polish for that. No powder for that. No cream for that. Who will say we are sensible people who are doing like this? That their physical appearance which is going to go away anyway, either through death or through time. Time is going over. You can use as much as you want anti-aging creams. They're not going to stop you. You can cover your wrinkles, but who is going to cover the age and the inside of yours? The passing of time. You cannot recover. It is just fooling yourself. People, yes, it is a desire of people. They don't want to age. They don't want to age. They don't want to die. They don't want to actually go into the old age. So there is a lot of research and people, this is anti-aging cream, this is anti-aging powder, this is, you do it at night time, they put it at night time and go to sleep, and tomorrow you will have this and this. What is this? This is the desire of the human being to live forever, which is only available in Jannah. Nothing wrong with the desire. But if you are dragging this body to live forever, there you are wrong. You are playing on the wrong field. You are playing on the last, on the wrong plot. This is not the thing, field to play this game. Yes, the spirit, the ruh is forever. And the desire of all these people who want luxury, who want to look good, who want to feel good, who want to not age, these desires are not wrong. These desires are not wrong. But to try to fulfill these desires here on this face of the earth, which the earth itself is dying, that is the wrong thing. Your desires are good. Try to fulfill them where they can be fulfilled. Don't fool yourself. You can cover your hair with black, but still you are aging. So the people who spend so many much money, so many detergents, they never say, oh, no women, no men. Oh, I can't actually put this mask 5 minutes, 10 minutes on my head. They say very happily and look weird to themselves and putting a mask on, going here and there. But when you say to them, spend time self-reflecting, doing zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or muraqabah, or meditation, that's very hard. No, it's not hard. It's just that you don't want to do it. Hard is dunya. Hard is dunya. To attain dunya, if you try and you are not successful, your business, you have failed, bankrupt. But business of akhirah is, you only have to try. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's my guarantee, I'll make you successful. There's no possibility of failure, that a person have tried and they've not had a success. But in dunya, 100 out of 70 out of 100 businesses start, they fail. But akhirah business, if you start, it never fails. Since the creation of Adam alayhi salam, or the first creation, up to the last person being born today, tonight, or actually until day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not let anyone down up to now who relied upon him, who followed him. But the thing is, we only have wishful following, wishful following. I wish I am very good. I wish I am very pious. Ya Rasulullah, I want to be very close to you. If I am not getting close to him, then whose fault is it? Allah's and Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or mine? The answer is clear, it is mine. So something which I'm not doing right, not giving significance, as I'm saying to perfumes and to detergents and the other things and the creams, many money spent, time spent. What about spending time this? I'm not saying about or condemning people who are working. I myself work at night as well sometimes. But who are not working? People who are not working during the night, they're working during the day. They should follow the pattern of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for sleep and waking up. They can follow it more closely. If someone is working, they can be doing worship as well. But people who are working during the day, they can't stay awake during the night. So for them, an easy pattern Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made actually. After Isha, let's say after Isha, 9:30, 9:10 o'clock when it is, pattern of Prophet ﷺ is for a normal person, sleep. Nothing to say, nothing, no necessary thing to discuss, nothing. Don't gossip and think and sit there idly on the internet or actually on the TV or actually talking and here and there. Sleep. Try this once, twice, three times try, you will know. Sleep early, 9:10 o'clock. Get up 1 hour before the beginning time of Fajr, which is time of the Hajjah. Let's say these days Fajr begins at 5, or that's 4:45, you get up 4 o'clock. Try, this is Sunnah. 4 o'clock you get up, you have 1 hour to do wudu. Alhamdulillah, firstly do wudu before sleeping as well. And do wudu after when you wake up. Wudu, you have done wudu, read some nawafil, 8 nawafil, some witr if you have not prayed, or salatu tasbih, and do your zikr, etc. And other amals until starting of Fajr time. After Fajr time start, go and pray with Jamaat. Go and pray with Jamaat, and after pray with Jamaat, come back. There will be half an hour, for example, for the sun to rise. Half an hour to sun to rise. Sit again on your musalla. Read some masnoon azkar. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the sun rises up after 15 minutes, pray 2 rakat, 4 rakat. Pray again. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my servant, now I have taken responsibility of your day's affairs today now. Your day's affairs, I will make them easy for you. And you. So I'm not saying this is to just to listen. You can try for yourself. For people who are work during the night, during the day, or people who don't work at all. They are on benefits, or they are unemployed, or they are on job seekers allowance, whatever, they're not doing anything. For them, it doesn't stop them doing anything. Then they can even do better. They can do better, they can go sleep at night time early, get up again 1:30. And pray and do zikr, go sleep again after 1 hour. Again they can get up 4 o'clock. Now you might be thinking it's very, very hard. It's not hard, you just have to try. The benefits when you will see, you will say that I've been forgetful all my life. I've been missing all my life. I've been making the mountain out of it. Oh, it's very, very hard. And it's not. But we are doing the opposite thing. Sitting if you are in holidays, or when we have nothing to do, or people who are not working tonight, and they stay up till about 2:30, 3, and when the time of the Hajj comes, I feel very sleepy. I'm feeling very sleepy. And then they really go to sleep, and even they can't pray Fajr prayer, and then like animals, even worse than animals, they wake up 10 o'clock, heavy-headed, knowing that they've missed all things and the blessings have gone. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my ummah is given blessing anything they start in the morning. There is a barakah in there. Anything they start. Even though you are doing it during the day or the evening, but starting something in the morning, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is barakah. But me and you are under the influence and possessed people. We are dead creatures, meaning you see people, but they are walking shayateen. in blood and flesh, possessed. What is the sign of possessed people? What is the sign of possessed people? They harm their children. They harm their wife. They harm their parents. We say, no, this person is possessed person. Look what is he doing. And a person who is trying to harm his own deen, and Rasulullah s.a.w. is trying to hurt Rasulullah s.a.w.'s feelings and trying to displease Allah, who will say this is not possessed person? A person will say this is possessed person who is harming or who is trying to beat up his wife or children or parents, friends. They say, oh, this is person is possessed. Look what is he doing. But what about the person who is fighting with Allah and his messenger and the deen? What you say about that? So these people who, like they say that all majority is possessed, then they don't think that someone is possessed because they are all of the same kind. So that's why they can't fear. If they see a saintly person, a pious person, they'll know there's a lot of difference. The saintly person, the godly person will look strange to them and they look strange to him. That will show that there is. But how? What is the criteria? How to know? The criteria, Inna Muhammadan farqum bainan nas, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the criteria. He differentiates between false and truth. Falsehood and truthful. So you see what they do. And all this idea which you have, no, I will be very tired all day at things, no, this will go away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you sukoon, tranquility, freshness, even without actually so long sleep. Anyway, this I was mentioning to you, coming back to the original point, that tazkiyah, the zakat of the maal, we were saying. Zakat of the maal, of the money, is farz. Purification of the maal is farz. What about your zakat? What is your zakat? You sitting with eyes, ears. Your zakat is called tazkiyah. Purification. Purification of soul. Ye jo hai na tazkiyah nafs awliya Allah karate hai. It is the most emphasized thing in the Quran. Nothing is more emphasized. I challenge you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not taken oath in Quran 7 times more than he has taken oath when mentioning tazkiyah nafs. 7 qasme Allah paak ne khayi tab jaake farmaya ki tazkiyah farz zaruri hai. Tazkiyah kamyab ho gaya jisne tazkiyah kar liya. Kisi baat par 7 qasme nahi. Never on anything Allah swore 7 times. Like in Surah Al-Asr, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ الْفِزْرِ. By time, Allah SWT is swearing by taking an oath. By time, human being is in loss. One oath. وَالْتِينِ وَالْزَيْتُونَ. 4 there. نُون وَالْقَلَمْ. 1. يَاسِين وَالْقُرْآنِ الْحَكِيمِ. There's few qasams there. But 7 only for the tazkiyah of the human being. Where in Surah Al-Shams, Allah SWT says, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا تُقْوَانَ وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا وَالسَّمَاءِ مَا بَنَاهَا وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَاهَا وَالنَّفْسِ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. For mentioning, indeed the successful are those who have purified. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned 7 qasams, 7 oaths. And where zakat of the maal is mentioned, not even one is mentioned there. Ek bhi qasam udhar nahi hai. Wahan sirf hukam hai, waqimus salah wa atu zakah. Waqimus salah wa atu zakah. Maaz qaim karo aur zakat do. Because they are the part of the bigger tazkiyah, which we say tazkiyah in your. You are, mashallah, sensible people. You can know your money in your house is not more valuable than you. The diamonds which you have are not more they are not more valuable than you. The gold, the silver, they are not more valuable than you. If you are more valuable, then your purification should be more important than the actually purification of the maal. And Islam has even said that zakat on the maal is farz. So what about your zakat? But if maal zakat, if you have not given your zakat of your body, mind, heart and soul, then the end is very bad. Zakat, salah are the parts of tazkiyah. They purify you from smaller sins. For example, prayers. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person who prays 5 times, his example is like a person who works hard and doing laboring work, and between his house and between the workplace there are 5 rivers. The 5 rivers, canals. This person, when he leaves work, he washes, he takes a bath in the first one, he takes a bath in the second one, he takes a bath in the third one, he takes a bath in the fourth one, and he washes himself in the 5th river as well. So Rasulullah ﷺ said, will there be any dirt left upon him? They said, no. So Rasulullah ﷺ said, this is the example of 5 prayers. But the ulama say that from this it is meant the saghira, the minor sins. You get purified with wudu, with namaz, with zakah, with fasting. But for kabira gunas, for the major sins and the ailments of heart like hasad and kibar and arrogance, you have to properly purify and repent and do tawbah properly. They can't be just washed away with other amals. You have to actually do them. Actually, they are major things. But yes, small things, small sins, they do get washed away here and there. And if a person adds tawbah and purifies themselves, then alhamdulillah. So I'm going to mention, this is the end of the month of the birth, of the departing from this world of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, who was one of the masters of the science of self-purification, who did his tazkiyah for 25 years. 25 years. And then started to do tazkiyah of others. Our problem is that we not even understood what tazkiyah is, when we are going to do. When Israel is going to knock on the door, when he will say, then we say, oh yes, we know actually, we have to do tazkiyah, it's very necessary. No. So, one, the benefit, the wisdom, is actually to wake up. As someone said to me, the truest friend is not the one who wipes away your tears, but the one who prevents your tears from falling on the day of judgment. The truest friend is not who wipes away your tears here, okay, it's okay brother, doesn't matter here and there, and he settles you here, this is something temporal. The truest friend is who will prevent your tears from falling on the day of judgment. Because those tears will be serious tears. Even boats and ships can, Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmahullah said, even boats and ships can sail in those tears on the day of judgment. Qiyamat ke din itne aansu bahenge, Rooh se paane farmaya ke kashtiyan bhi usme chalai jayengi, chal chal sakti hain, aur wo honge bhi khoon ke, blood tears as well. So the truest friend, he said, that is not the one who cheers you up when you are down, but the one who lifts you back up to the deen when you fall down. So when you're feeling down, you say to a friend, okay, he's making me feel good. That is a good friend as well. But the more better one is the one who pulls you up back towards the deen when you fall down in the well of sin. That is the truest friend. And the truest friend is the best one who holds your hand when you need. Who hold your hand when you need. They say this is true. He is good one, but he is not the best one. The best one is who hold your hand and takes you to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Takes you to actually towards the pleasure of Allah. That is your true friend. So recognize your true friend. And they say that the truest friend is not the one who calms you down when you are angry, when you are heated up, but is the one who prevents you burning out because of sin and bad actions. So when you are heated up, angry, he calms you down, that's a good person as well. But the more better is the one who prevents you burning out by doing bad deeds again and again, and he prevents you. So that's what someone said. That these are the true people, you should recognize that who are they. And they say, truest friend, the best person is not, friend is not the person who takes you home tonight when you are lost, or when you don't have money, who takes you home tonight. But the truest one, the best one, is the one who helps you to build a home in Jannah. Home there. Not the one who takes you home here. He is also a good one. He is also a good friend in worldly terms. But we are looking furthermore actually towards actually the life to come as well. So I would just like to share with you some of the blessed teaching of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah. Why we mention these awliya and sulaha, why we mention their teachings? Reason number one is that they themselves were successful people. It is known that they themselves were victorious over shaitan and nafs and dunya once and for all. They were successful people. They were victorious. They were fatih. They were victorious over them. Not even one day shaitan overwhelmed them, or nafs overwhelmed them. They were such people, such masters, that who wouldn't give chance to shaitan or anyone as such. Second is that their knowledge which they acquired in 60, 70 years, what they mentioned to us is like the summary, the kernel of the teachings of Quran and Sunnah. That if we were to study ourselves, it will take years and years to reach that. And they have done it, and they are giving us now our teachings. And thirdly, that they themselves became the friends of Allah, and they had the wish that others become friends of Allah. And they didn't leave other people behind in darkness, but they went into the grave. But the method to become friend of Allah, they spread in whole of the world, and they left it behind for us. They themselves went into the graves, but the method that how they became so pious and righteous, they left it behind for us to follow. And it is their wish, but unfortunately, towards some people it won't be fulfilled. They want to become friend of shaitan. They want to become friend of sin, friend of Firaun, friend of Abu Jahl. You want to be friend with Salman Rushdie? You want to be his friend? The shaitan is much worse than Salman Rushdie. From shaitan, millions of Salman Rushdies and Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab and all these people, they became offshoots from shaitan through the planning of shaitan. So you think shaitan is your friend? Good and well, that is your thinking, but imagine, would you like to be friend with the enemy of Allah, Abu Jahl, Firaun, and all these Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani and Salman Rushdie? You want to be friend with these people? Much worse than them is shaitan. And when you are sinning, when you are not on the right path, you are on the path of shaitan. And there, that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that the person who forgets the fard of Allah, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the prayers, as salah in this case, that his hashar will be with Firaun and Haman and all these people. He will be in their company, because this was the actions of these people. So a message from the teachings of such people, it is worthwhile. People for dunya, they go after, they say, this is a guru, this is a business guru, listen to him. They might pay £500 to attend a seminar. Oh, I can learn some technique of business. I can learn some idea of business, or to run my company. They might spend time, £500 for 1 hour, for session with some professional person. Well, at that time you don't think this information is not available on the internet. This information is available in the books. At that time people go. They say, no, to listen to the person is something else. To get personal coaching is something else. At that time you understand very well that a book is not like the person. But what about when you want one spiritual journey? Why don't you like personal coaching at that time? And those people of awliya and sulaha, they even do not ask any money from you. Rather, what they have, they try to give you. Food, it has been the habit of awliya, sulaha, that they have anything they would like to share. Shukr, they are shakir people, thankful people. And thankful person is the one who shares with others. Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmahullah, he even said that at the night, last part of the night, at the end of the tahajjud prayer, all night which I worship, I pray, I do all kinds of ibadahs, I even share and divide my nekiyah and my virtues in sinful of this ummah. Said people think that I am worshipping, I am Abdul Qadir, because I have a lot of virtues, I do good deeds. But no, every day I distribute my virtues in people of this ummah. The poor, the spiritual poor, the people who are in spiritual poverty, who are gunahgar, who are sinful. Guru Ghausay Pak, Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani farmaya, ke log samajhte hain main bahut ibadat karta hoon, میں رات کے آخری حصے میں اپنی جتنیاں نیکیاں ہیں وہ اس امت کے گناہگاروں میں تقسیم کر دیتا ہوں. میں یہی دعا ہے اللہ, میں نے آج جو نیکیاں, عبد القادر نے جو نماز پڑھی ہے عشاء کے وضو سے صبح کی نماز اور جو عبادت کی ہے, اس کی ساری نیکیاں اس امت کے گناہگاروں میں تقسیم فرما دے, تاکہ میرے آقا دو جہاں آقا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا دل ٹھنڈا ہو جائے. That he wanted to make Rasulullah SAW happy. They didn't want to keep anything for himself, not let aside wealth. Wealth is not valuable in the sight of awliya anyway, but even spiritual. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also, as he returns our salam and darood, these are the Rasulullah sallam blessing which he wants to give on his ummah. Darood and salam. Look, even if you are here and a person is saying to salam to you once, twice, three times, four times, you say, okay, it's enough now. You said it 10 times, good and well said. But Rasulullah hears million times salam and never says once, that why you're saying it again and again. It's okay, you've said once. Now go and do some good deeds, other things. Because I have to respond, but Allah Azza wa Jalla has given such power to him, he can respond to everyone. Let aside him, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there is an angel assigned on my grave. Comes in the hadith. There is an angel assigned on the grave. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he can hear the salam of all the people of the world. And he understands all the languages of the world. And he knows the family trees of all the people of the world, and whoever sends salam, he presents to me as well. Such an angel. Imam, this is the power which Rasulullah's servant and slave have. یہ حضور علیہ السلام کے غلام کی طاقت ہے, فرشتے کی اور خود آقا کی. Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم hears as well from us but not from everyone. It depends upon the person. If you, the people say, some angels take. Who salam the angels take? You tell me. Who salam angels take? Who salam that angel on the grave listens to? Who salam and darood does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam listen? Imam Muhammad bin Sulaiman Jazuli rahmatullah alayhi, the writer of Dalail al-Khairat, the one of the biggest book of Durood Sharif, he said that the one who is following and loves to the extreme with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he says salam, Rasulullah himself hears and responds. And then depending upon the piety of the person, then at least angels take as well. Someone's angels take, someone's at least that angel listens. But for the special ones, he alayhi salatu wasalam himself also entertains directly. So this is up to you. How do you do? Anyway, I'll mention a small portion of the teaching of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmullah, and then we finish a small part. Then hopefully I'll be completing this in this month on the TV channel as well as in other programs. This diagram you already seen, mashallah. I don't need to repeat this, but there are some new people, just to give you an idea, that to put you, they say put you in picture. You should be in picture. When you don't know what's happening, where is the beginning, where is the end, where is the middle, you stay confused. So the picture is that non-existence, meaning only Allah existed and nothing else. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created our ruh, spirits, and he said, I'm going to send you from the world of spirits into this temporal world for a short time for testing purpose, not picnic purpose, for not enjoying and getting there. See, that is the point. The Quran didn't say that you are here for picnic or you are here for actually enjoying, but says liyabluwakum, in order to be examined. You are under examination. When you go in the hospital, you don't say, I feel good, I'm getting massage from doctors. They'll be examining you. Next time, maybe, then one time they are massaging, next time they can actually put needle in you. You say, oh, I was not here for this. Yes, you are under examination. Liyabluwakum. Where? Here on the face of the earth. Here you are. Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah spoke about this earth. I'm going to inshallah mention to you, but after, if you are successful in this test, as I said before, and you've done your tazkiyah, then alhamdulillah, there is the good world waiting for you called barzakh. Barzakh means the world behind your eyes, which you cannot see, the world of grave. The grave is the door to it. The grave is the door to it, and it is a vast world, spiritual world, barzakh, where you stay until day of judgment. There are things, gardens, pious people, righteous people, they reside. Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani lives there. Where does he live now? He lives in the barzakh. And if you follow him truly, follow the righteous, do good deeds, you can be with him. People say, I wish I was in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, that is good wish. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Madaniyan life, the life of Medina, Tul Munawwara, were only 10 years. Were only 10 years. 10 years. If you were even there, it would have been 10 years. If you are true in your wish, let me tell you, you can be with Prophet ﷺ for 10 million years after your death and in Jannah. Come, here is the ground, put your effort, there is the horse, and run it and try it. The horse is your body, and you try to attain this. if you are true. And if it's only wishful thinking, knowing I would never be able to go back and just saying, काश मैं हजूर से सलम के जमाने में होता, क्या ही अच्छा होता. अच्छा भाई ठीक है, वो तो नहीं हो सकता, लेकिन 10 साल तो नहीं, लेकिन 10 लाख साल तुम हजूर से सलम के साथ रह सकते हो, मरने के बाद तुम उनके साथ होगे. Because Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, المرء ما من حب, the one who you really love, you will be with him. So 50,000 साल का तो दिन क्यामत का है, 50,000 years is day of judgment. 10 years you will be with Rasulullah sallam, 50,000 years. But rather that will pass quickly, but in Jannah no limit at all. So there's no need to regret. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not unjust that He's given some people opportunity to be with the Prophet ﷺ for 10 years, 20 years like the Sahaba, and the others are deprived. No, everyone can be with the Prophet ﷺ for millions of years. It's only if you really want to do. That was a test. Hazrat Hamza was not able to live long. He was martyred in the Battle of Uhud. He was not able to live full. It's only about 2 years, 3 years he lived in Medina Sharif. And then he was martyred. He was living that time, now he is living. But the point is that they knew that they are going to be united with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this should be a big incentive if you claim or you are lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you are his lover, if you really say, I love him, then why don't you want to be with him forever and ever? That Madinian period has passed. It's not going to come back. But the period of Barzakh, this Barzakh, where Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Qabru Rawdatum min Riyad al-Jannah, then there is for you. And if you've not done tazkiyah, you've lived as the crowd lives, loathing, filthing your eyes, ears, everything with sin, then this is the path. Very, very fearful. Today you can't put your hand under hot water. You say, oh, it's very hot. You don't put a morsel, a piece of food, hot food gets in your hand, you say, oh, I can't eat it. But what will happen when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani commented in the hadith that even fire will blow inside the bones, the holes which are inside the bones, the fire is going to blow in those like pipes in them. Then what's going to happen? How will a person? They're not fire coming from outside, but blowing even in the hole, in the the bones and the flesh. But for the good ones, on the day of judgment, is actually a pleasure. A day of pleasure. It's their day. It's a their day. It's their day, really. They say, it is your day today. The pious and righteous Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is your day today. Yawm al-Din, Qiyamat ka din, ye aaj aapka din hai. It is for you. And then if not, then it's a very dangerous thing. And forever and ever, then they are in paradise. That is what everyone wants. Non-Muslims, Muslims, they have a desire to live forever. Anti-aging creams, anti-aging products, all other technology, this is a really human being mentioning their desire to be forever. But it can't be fulfilled here, they know as well. It can't be fulfilled here. They want beauty. They don't never want to last. They have plastic surgery. How many times you do? You still will die. Nothing wrong with the desire, but you are trying to fulfill it in the wrong place. You want big houses. Yes, there's limit on them. You want a wife of your choice, girl of your choice. You want to marry more. Yes, there's nothing wrong with the desire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this desire, but time to fulfill it is actually there. So make your effort. Here it will pass away now. It's a test. It's just a taster. You know, taster, they say this is taster session. Taster session, just taste. So the pleasures of this world are a taster for paradise in Chandra. The pleasures of this world are like a taster for Jannah. And the pains and the aches and the illnesses and all these calamities and depression, all these things are tasters of hell. You taste them here, that's how it's going to be when they're multiplied millions and billions times. That's how Awliya Allah and Sulaha they look. Awliya and Sulaha, they look at the pleasures of this world. They enjoy the food here, but it reminds them of the Jannah. That is why they say Bismillah, they are thankful to Allah, say Alhamdulillah, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is only of this world, but it reminds us from the pleasures of paradise. And any ache and pain and musibat and calamity and problem befalls them, it reminds them of Akhirah, of the punishments of Akhirah. Inshallah, next time when I see you, hopefully, I'll mention the message of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, which I was going to comment upon the next diagram. But now we'll finish because people are, there is a, this diagram I was going to explain, but I've left it. But I just actually I'm showing you a glimpse of it. But actually, inshallah, whenever next time we get together or on the TV, that was the purpose actually. But sometime a person have to say things according to what people are sitting here, not that I am reading from actually, that I prepared this lecture. No matter people need whatever, I'm going to read it, they like it or not. But sometimes a person have to speak according to the need of the people. So I finish here. Now if you have any question regarding it, alhamdulillah, you can ask. And furthermore, especially the purification part, which I said, tazkiyah is very necessary. It's mentioned here, look. In this diagram, this you can see anyway, this is nothing harm in there. These are the seven organs. Mainly, majority of the human being, shaitan is taking them in hellfire by dragging them by these seven organs. And more from even these seven organs is the tongue and private parts. Rasulullah ﷺ said in a hadith by narrated by Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmahullah, that majority of the people will go in hellfire because of tongue and private parts. So if these you can purify, you can learn a technique, a method, you are a human being, Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you intellect, if you learn a technique and a method and try, inshallah, there is no reason why you should not be successful. Because Allah has made you for Jannah. He's not really made you for hell. Because He's made you for Himself. You are for Allah. Creation is for you. Jannah is for you. So, how you purify? The brothers will be sitting after for 10 minutes. Stay with them. They can teach you. For example, this is a simple technique. For example, it will be given to you some little bit of zikr and some a sheet like this can be given to you to practice. To practice to improve. It's not going to happen, nothing is going to happen by itself. You have to do mujahidah. What do you think Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmullah was doing for 25 years in the jungle? Sitting there eating? Or sitting just actually praying? No, they were doing mujahidah. Mujahidah was to purify these organs and mind and heart and to get close to Allah. So until they could do this, they never came out. They said, we will try. His student, Sheikh Shahabuddin Sohrabardi, for 4 years, he actually blindfolded himself when he ever went out. Whenever he went out, when he was not sure that he could preserve his eyes, he said, I'm not sure, I have control or not. So what I do, he will blindfold himself and say to other people, take him out. Because I don't know, I can't, don't have trust myself, I am in the mujahidah, I am practicing. And after 4 years when he was sure at 100% that I am I control my eye, then he would not use it. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu will use a pebble in his mouth, maybe, so that he can't speak. So when people like this, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, did so much hard effort actually, then they attained this. Me and you, by just listening like dummies, are not going to get anywhere. So you get this methodology. I cannot go in detail, the brothers will go in detail with you in 10-15 minutes, but you get this methodology that you purify your tongue from some bad habits, and every day you keep noting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. On the 10th day you fail, no matter, doesn't matter, it's not end of the world, it's not your end of your life, you go back again, begin again, until you can master it. Maybe 3 attempts, 4 attempts, 5 attempts, and there you are, you master the tongue, which all life you thought, I can never control. After the tongue, then the ears, then the eyes. Someone said, tell me something else. Say, you have only have 7 organs. You have the 8th? Tell you something else. No, I only have 7. Okay then, you have to purify them then. Do them first. You have 7, and the others are spiritual, the heart and the mind. So you have not become victorious over them, and you are saying to me, tell me something else. I am not going to tell you something else, because Allah has not created something else for you apart from these 7 organs first. This is your will. This is your first step. You tend and go to Bayanat and spiritual camps, and this sheikh you have studied with, and this seminar you have been with, and if you have not mastered your 7 organs from sins, then you have not attained anything really, only information. And information, believe me, shaitan have more information in his mind than me and you. If information is success, then he has more information. So information is not the knowledge. Ma Malik Rahmatullah, knowledge is the light which comes in the heart and changes the actions of the person. That is knowledge, what's called knowledge. And Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah said, according to me, Abdul Qadir, knowledge is not mentioning things, reading things, learning things. Reality of knowledge, in my opinion, he said, is the fear of Allah, the fear which can stop you from all bad actions and put you on the road to Sunnah of Rasulullah. That is knowledge, he said, according to me. If you don't have that knowledge, then it is ilm which does not benefit. So now it is your turn to ask questions, and plus the brothers who ever want to take this sheet and some learn some methodology in 10-15 minutes after, please give your names. There's no fees, nothing else, no strings, only one string attached which will take you to Jannah hopefully. This is the string which is attached behind it, it's all in Italian. No bear, nothing, none whatsoever. This is simple fard thing to do for every Muslim. Other parts are, people go higher, oh brother, I want to be a wali, I want to do this, I want actually this bear, etc., etc. But Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah say, if you have not passed this threshold of 7 organs, so forget about higher rankings actually. They come after. You have the simple thing first. You first pass primary, then speak about MA and MSc and PhD. And now you're speaking about research, you know, PhD. Which thesis shall I do on PhD? Which subject? Yes, what is your qualification? I failed GCSE when I was school, but really I've got a very brilliant mind. No one is going to listen. They think you are a fool. Similarly, in the spiritual term, primary school is to do these 7 organs, mastering them. And then you go high ranking, speak about awliya and sulaha and these people. Yes, brothers, now it is your turn. You can ask questions, plus give your name to the brothers as well for the 10 minutes halqa after. Otherwise, we inshallah finish on the zikr of Allah and durood and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
So those brothers would like to give their names, inshallah. Just for about 15 minutes after the Isha prayer, a brother will sit and explain this in more detail. So if you'd like to give your names, inshallah. Don't be far, Isha, about these things. What's your name, brother?
Imran Yusuf.
Inshallah. Any other
questions?
If there's any questions anybody wants to ask, please raise their hand, inshallah.
Yes,
please.
Inshallah.
Also, there's a few announcements, inshallah. As we announced last week, the brothers, inshallah, are intending to go to Morocco on the 19th of this month for the ziyarat and for the conveying the message of Rasulullah. So those brothers who would like to participate in this blessed journey, inshallah, if they can give their names to Brother Saeed after the Majlis, inshallah. And also, next week, unfortunately, there won't be a Monday Majlis because we're going to have our monthly Durood as Salaam and Giyami Sharif Majlis, which will take place on Thursday after Maghrib in Medina Masjid in Bolton, inshallah. So please bring your families and your children as well to participate in this gathering, which is very blessed, inshallah. Also, you know, we have several camps across the country where we spend our time in an environment where we can learn about the deen and also spread this message. There will be several camps in this month. One will be beginning tomorrow in Oldham. So those brothers who would like to give their names for that, please stand up and do so. Also, inshallah, we're attending on the 18th, which is a Monday in a fortnight. We're intending to have a program in Birmingham, inshallah. So for that reason, we're going to hold two camps in Birmingham, just preceding that event. One will be starting from next Monday, which is the 11th to the 14th, to the 13th, sorry. So those brothers who want to participate, who have got time during the weekdays, please stand and give their names for that come. And also in the same place in Birmingham from Friday till Sunday before the program, inshallah. So those brothers who cannot make it on the weekday, they can participate on the weekend, inshallah. So you can stand and give your names also.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.